6:30, and we will call the meeting to order. Can I have the roll call, please?
Bennett?
Here.
Burt?
Here.
Kapler? Peters? Rafferty?
Here.
Stoltenberg?
Here.
Wendland?
Here. Can we have a motion on the minutes from the last meeting, please? Assuming we've all reviewed them and approved them.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of November 20th.
You have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the November, 20th meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. So good evening and welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission for December 18th, the last P&Z meeting for the year. So with that, this is a recommending body appointed by the City Council to look at appropriate matters relative to zoning, replats, and the such. I see we have a few people in the audience tonight. If you have remarks relevant to one of the cases, I would ask that you go to the podium at my right and your left back there and state your name and then your perspective on the case. So if you have anything to hear or say, we'd love to hear it. So with that, Greg, we'll begin.
Mr. Chairman, the first case tonight that we have before us is one regarding the Buena Vista subdivision. This is an extraterritorial matter. Typically, we review anything within 2 miles of the city limits. We've got Valley Drive right here, Wells Ferry Road right here. You have Spencer Creek running back in here. This particular lot is being divided in two to divide up the ownership of that parcel, as there will be two different units for housing on it. Staff, in reviewing the overall site in this plat, felt it met our standards. We would condition this with the understanding that the county board must approve this plat. Our approval will go along with that then, but it has to be, the final approval would come from the county board, and that's really the only condition we have on this. We make a recommendation for approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay. Any questions or comments by anyone on the commission? I have one. I'd actually been driving out there the other day, kind of going through and looking at things. This is under construction, right?
I believe it is, yes.
So we're replatting or creating this plat when it's already under construction?
It's similar to, in one regard, I mean, they're simply trying to set the boundary here. We've done this when people have taken townhouses, and they have to make sure they get the boundaries correct, and then they actually go back and do another survey, and this has been done before. On North West of Middle Road. It's right near North Lindquist, that subdivision up there. So it's something that basically they're setting the boundary for where these structures will be placed, how the land will be divided between the two.
So the foundation and the construction's in, then they site it and divide it?
Well, that typically for something like this, they normally would get the boundary in first, but at least they're getting the boundary in so that both owners will be happy with what they've got.
Okay. Any other questions, Commission? Anyone in the, sorry.
Real quick question, this is, excuse my ignorance here, but I noticed at the back of the lot, backs up to a creek. Is there any need to put like a flood zone on this or anything?
Well, we already talked with the developer's engineer. He didn't see the need to do it. We did bring that issue up to him about a potential outlot or 100-year floodplain designation, and he didn't feel it was necessary.
Is that all right with us?
As long as the owner understands, you know, what the implications may be if they have to pay flood insurance, and then they would have to replat if they want to separate that out.
I think it's pretty high in the front, and then it drops down quite a bit in the back. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay, anyone else in the commission? No. Anyone in the audience in regard to this case? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 13-071, the final plat for Buena Vista Addition, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, good. We have a motion and a second to approve case 13071, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Case 13071 has passed. Great. Greg.
The next case, Mr. Chairman, involves the proposal for placing a store here at 999 Middle Road. Convenience store existing right here with pumps for the BP station. And then what you see outlined here would be the new convenience store, and the pumps would be in this configuration here. This is Mobil Oil, second edition, which you already approved. You have this access easement right here. It's been added to maintain access down here to the rest of this development in Middle Road Plaza. And then you have this here, the reduction of the setback from 50 to 20 feet so that the 20 feet meets the code for the C2. This is the view head-on from over here at Duck Creek Plaza. Here's the entry. This is the existing structure. This is the construction as it's taking place back over here in Middle Road Plaza. The structure will be approximately placed right in here. And it's 20 feet at this point set back from the property line, which is out here and then runs in that direction. This is the excavation of the site. The existing structure to be removed, this to be removed, and these tanks here to be extracted. This is the site plan indicating, again, the easement right here. That's for access, the pumps to be placed here under this canopy, and the building here outlined. The stormwater will be collected in this site and brought out this direction. And then we have the permission, of course, to convey into the 74 right-of-way. This is the tree count, and we have 13 trees spread throughout here, meeting the landscaping requirement. And these are the elevations, as this will appear a totally different looking building, total upgrade from what we've had before. I believe the other structure is almost 30 years old, if not older. And staff in reviewing this would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. I'll ask if there are any questions.
Any questions on the part of the commission?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I just have, do we have anything that shows how this fits with the rest of the site?
We really don't have the combined site plan. What we did have was we had the prior site plan that just shows everything down here and then over here. Essentially, the drive area, everything pretty well fits. And you've got circulation, everything going throughout here. And then you have this drive-through right here. And get this that exits out this way. There will be a stop sign, I believe, placed here to make sure that there's no conflicting traffic flow when it's coming in, and then this area will be partially striped to make sure the traffic goes in the proper direction. But other than that, staff really didn't see any problems with the way that these were integrated with each other.
Well, the reason I asked the question is, if you look at the where the proposed canopy is, if you go to the next. And then there's an island just to, I guess that's to the south of that, that is partially obstructs that canopy. But my concern would be is if somebody, particularly a large truck, was coming from that area to the south and they cut the corner, would they hit the corner that?
Hit this right here?
Yes. If you came around that corner that you just marked in yellow there, if he cut that close, would he hit the canopy?
If he's coming in like this,
oh, the other
he's talking
he's
about leaving.
If you're leaving.
Yeah, going out that way.
Yeah, I don't know with the way the traffic pattern is in here. I think he would probably take this route and then go back out. I don't know if there's that much of a, at least when I think our fire department looked at this, they didn't see any type of internal conflicts.
The reason I'm sensitive to that is because, you know, we've had that problem you know, where I work, we've had where the trucks come in and you don't think they'll hit something, but they're higher than you expect.
And they can't see that, perception,
that, particularly on that side. And so that way it would be nice if we could see the traffic flow on the other side of that.
Well, if we can see if it's got the 25 inside, 45 outside turning radius that our code requires, and we can take a look at that and see if it meets that requirement, because that's essentially what we have as our requirement on the ordinance, and that's for the fire trucks, and they're going to be comparable to some other type of larger vehicle like that in trying to make that maneuver.
What's the height to the lower end of the canopy, lower height? Do you know, Mr. Merle?
It was almost like 15.
All right.
So it could go underneath there because you wouldn't be over 14 with the, okay.
Yeah, that's over the
legal. Yep. Any other questions in the commission?
You mentioned that there's three underground storage tanks that are being removed, and then are there going to be more placed, I assume?
They're going to be approximately placed in this area, I believe, right here.
Okay.
So that's where the trucks would be pulling up to drop the load then. Okay.
Kind of a separate question, but somewhat related. Who's in charge or who's responsible for the fence line? This is just an aesthetics question. We got a lot of trees and dead brush, and it just, you know, we're right inside the city limits coming over the bridge.
Really on the 74 nice. Side?
Yeah. Who's, is it the?
It's the DOT.
It is the DOT completely?
Yeah.
They have an opportunity then. That's on the record. DOT, you have an opportunity up there, so yeah, good. A couple questions if I could too. Do we have a lighting plan for this? What will the lighting plan look like?
I don't know that I've seen that on the utility plan or not. But the developer probably could indicate better where that might be.
We haven't put it in yet at this 10 seconds. I mean, we're not, we have to be similar to what the hotel's going to be.
Okay.
We don't want to waste light either. We get on the site for the traffic on our properties.
Okay.
Similar to the rest of the.
We're not going to be able to see it from outer space, so good, good. Okay. Dumpster, is that up on the right side of the building there?
Yes.
Okay. And plenty of clearance. We're okay getting in there with the truck to swing in?
We asked about that earlier, and they indicated yes.
Okay. Last question. I'm assuming that we don't have any on-site because this is grandfathered from previous impervious.
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
Is this 24/7 operation?
I hope so.
Okay.
Anyone else on the commission? Anyone else in the audience in regard to this case? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion on case 13068999999 Middle Road.
Chairman, I move that we approve case 13068 subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve case 13068 subject to the staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Case is approved. Are we all ready to the commission update?
Happy holidays.
Mr. Chairman, subsequent to your last meeting, the City Council did approve the Molo Oil second edition. The storage and manufacture of ammunition in I districts is set up for public hearing at the next council meeting. And just so everybody knows, we reviewed requests for proposal for the comprehensive plan today. Roy was one of the members reviewing those and narrowed that down to four consultants to come in for interviews. And we'll do that in January, hopefully have a contract ready to approve and get that thing rolling around first or middle of February. So. making progress.
And in that regard, we're going to have a little homework assignment here for everybody. So we're going to be putting some questions together for the consultants. So when we come in, have them come in and interview. So be thinking about things that are important to Bettendorf relative to the plan and zone function and perspective, and your input will be appreciated. So, yeah. And I guess with that, I would say thank you for a good 2013 to all those with staff, all your hard work and efforts, and those of the commission as well. I think we've had a pretty good year overall, so thank you for that. Happy Hanukkah, happy holidays, and Merry Christmas. We are adjourned.